with your Radio On The Go sports update. I'm Ben Helwig. No local events Sunday, but some local scores. NBA playoffs, Game 7 in the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Atlanta Hawks eliminate the Philadelphia 76ers 103-96. The Hawks will face the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Western Conference Finals, Game 1. The Phoenix Suns beat the LA Clippers 120-114. Some MLB scores from yesterday of note. The Cubs beat the Marlins 2-0. The Royals beat the Red Sox 7-3. Astros beat the White Sox 8-2. Minnesota wins at Texas 4-2. And Milwaukee beats Colorado 7-6. It's always a fun one when these two teams get together. Monday night, the Hampton Dumont Cal softball team welcomes rival Iowa Falls Alden into Hampton for conference action on 104.9 KLMJ. The Bulldogs continue to battle in the upper echelon of the North Central Conference. Sitting at third headed into the weekend, HD Cal head coach Kelsey Enslin believes that this team can claw their way to tops in the conference, but also make their presence felt in the postseason.
You know, I think looking at our conference right now, we have a little bit of a mix-up as far as who's where, and it's kind of all over the place. Webster City and St. Ed's are kind of hanging out at the top right now, which we played both of them, and I think our goal still lies, you know, getting to the top of the conference or getting as high as we possibly can in the conference. And then looking past that, I think making a run in the postseason, and I think the girls believe that, and I definitely believe that we can be a force to be reckoned with if we can get everything aligned come July.
The Bulldogs feature one of the most dynamic players in the conference in Avery Hansen. Not only is she the consistent starting pitcher for HD Cal, owning a sub-3 ERA and averaging just under 8 strikeouts a game, but she also is a force at the plate. Hansen is hitting .656 with 21 hits, 13 runs batted in, and is slugging an unbelievable 1,000. Coach Enslin talks about Hansen's team-wide impact.
She's so good for us on the mound. You know, she's gotten experience now. When she's dominating, we're dominating as a team. She kind of leads that, which a pitcher does that. They set that mentality for the team and a lot of times set the feeling of the game. But then you turn around and she's hitting leadoff off and on for us this year. It's where she's at currently. She set up into the box and, you know, teams are afraid to pitch to her. She's been intentionally walked and she has a force around her that really helps and carries our team.
As for IFA, they've found themselves hovering right around .500 for most of the season. Led by the powerful bat of Ellie Wood, who's hitting .468 with more than 20 hits, IFA sits at 7-7 overall and 5-4 in the NCC. The Cadets grabbed a signature win earlier in the season by topping Fort Dodge St. Edmund 3-2. The Bulldogs won the previous meeting this season in Iowa Falls 6-4. Bulldog freshman Aspen Harlan finished 4-for-4 at the plate in the win, while Hansen threw 9 strikeouts in a complete game performance. We'll have this NCC battle for you tonight on 104.9 KLMJ and at RadioOnTheGo.com. Additionally, Kelsey Enslin was a guest on our latest Mort's Water Company Sports Beat. To hear our entire conversation with Coach Enslin, check it out online at RadioOnTheGo.com under the Sports Beat tab. Iowa Run Jump Throw has released their 2021 Boys Track and Field Coach of the Year honorees, and Grundy Center's Chris Conger was selected as an at-large Coach of the Year for Class 1A. Conger, who also is the strength and conditioning coach and football defensive coordinator for the Grundy Center Spartans, guided the team to another successful season this past spring. In total, 7 individuals for the Spartan boys competed down at state, along with 6 impressive relay teams. Other area coaches honored were Wapsie Valley's Justin Davey and St. Ansgar's Drew Clevenger in Class 1A. In Class 2A, the Coach of the Year award went to Underwood's Tyler Ritter, and 3A Pella's Brent Van Howen took home the honor. Lastly, Dirk Homewood of Cedar Falls took home the 4A award, with Marshalltown's Doug Bacon receiving an at-large honor. Congratulations to the Grundy Center Spartans and head boys track coach Chris Conger on the recent Coach of the Year honor. The 2021 Iowa Girls Coaches Association All-State teams have been released. In Class 3A, the Coach of the Year was Rob Chapman of West Des Moines Valley. In Class 2A, first team, Kenzie Rowling of Waverly-Shell Rock, Sasha Wilson of Waverly-Shell Rock, Siri Ott of Waverly-Shell Rock. Second team in Class 2A, Macy Smith of Waverly-Shell Rock. The state coach of the year in Class 2A was Lauren Greiner of Waverly-Shell Rock. In Class 1A, first team, Nikayla Youngblut of Columbus Catholic, Reagan Lindsay of Columbus Catholic, Savannah Schneider of Hudson, Sophia Hoffman of Dyke New Hartford led the state with 35 assists, and Becca DeFore of Columbus Catholic. In 1A, second team, Camille Landfair of Dyke New Hartford led Class 1A with 46 goals. D&H finished with an overall record of 14-6 in their first season of soccer. Also 1A, second team, Jordan Felsky of Denver, Lindy Bowen of Grundy Center Gladbrook Rhinebeck, Reese Gordon also of Grundy Center Gladbrook Rhinebeck, GCGR finished 6-11 overall this season. And then Sarah Hansen of Hudson. The Class 1A Coach of the Year was Dan Webster of Des Moines Christian. Once again, these are the 2021 All-State teams from the IGCA. The Iowa State women's soccer program and head coach Matt Fannin announced the Cyclones' completed 2021 signing class set to join the team this fall. Chloe Broughton, Magdalena Keck, Anna Lindgren, Lauren McConnell, Tyra Shand, Marina Suter-Doring, and Clara Thimstrand are the new Cyclones and are set to arrive on campus for the 2021 season. The talented class assembled by Fannin and his staff come from across the globe, including signees from Canada, Austria, Sweden, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom. It is the first time in program history that Iowa State has signed multiple international players in the same class. Fannin noted that not being able to recruit in person over the past year has made the process with this 2021 class a unique experience. It became more important than ever to identify players that will fit well into the Cyclone program. The Cyclone women's soccer team finished with an overall mark of 3-6-4 last season. University of Iowa women's basketball will return to the 2021 Women's Cancun Challenge held at the all-inclusive Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya on the Yucatan Peninsula. It will be the Hawkeyes' fifth appearance in the tournament. Iowa, who was 7-2 all-time at the tournament, including the 2013 tournament title, will compete in the Riviera Division against Seton Hall on November 25th at 3 p.m. and USC on November 26th at 5:30 p.m. All tournament games will be played in the modified ballroom and live-streamed on Flow Hoops. The tournament features Iowa, Seton Hall, USC, Arizona State, Baylor, Fordham, Houston, UCF, Idaho State, and Toledo. A veteran Iowa secondary looks to continue an impressive interception streak next season. The Hawkeyes have picked off 61 passes since 2017, the most in all of FBS. Senior corner Riley Moss had two interceptions last season, including a 54-yard return for a touchdown in a win over Michigan. The Ankeny native credits the technique taught by the defensive coordinator Phil Parker.
He preaches the little things, so you know where you got to be, your technique, your fits, where you're reading, where your keys at, and that's a big thing. Personally for me, that's why I've gotten so many picks, is because of, you know, just doing little things, and you'll end up in the right spot at the right time as long as you just keep doing the right things over and over again.
The entire secondary returns, including senior corner Matt Hankins, who passed up a chance to enter the NFL draft.
It's really nice, you know, having us, I guess you call it a super senior. I don't know what you'd call it, but it's nice having him back, having his leadership for sure, like you said, because you can never have too many leaders out in the field. So it's nice to have him back there, even at corner. You know, he kind of leads the corners a little bit, me and him. So it's nice having him out there. Plus, we got Jack, Dane. So we got some kids back, which is nice.
Moss says there are several backups who have a lot of game experience.
Having that depth and always having people working next to you, I think, always makes you a better player, especially, you know, at your same position as well.
Despite all the experience, Moss says there is plenty of room for improvement.
You never reach your potential, and Coach Parker reminds us of that every day. So he just said, you know, keep your nose to the grindstone, keep your head down. You can never be too good. So it's nice, like I said, having the depth, because it really truly does breed a lot more competition, and it makes you a lot better player. So it helps having experience, not only in the starters, but also the two deep as well.
Iowa opens next season at home on September 4th against Indiana. Looking at our scorecard for this Monday, high school softball on 104.9 KLMJ tonight. Iowa Falls Alden taking on Hampton Dumont Cal. Pregame will be at 7:20 ahead of the 7:30 first pitch. The Cadets also playing the Bulldogs on the baseball side of things as well. Other matchups tonight, baseball and softball. Humboldt is at Clarion Goldfield Dows. Clarksville hosts Colonesco. Rockford at home against Northwood Kensett. South Hardin is at BCLUW. West Fork at home against Newman Catholic. Baseball only matchups tonight, AGWSR at home against Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Dyke New Hartford is at home against East Marshall. And North Butler faces off against St. Ansgar in Allison. Softball only matchups tonight, Applington Parkersburg playing a doubleheader against Columbus Catholic. Belmont Clemmy is at Garner Hayfield Ventura. And Grundy Center is at Gladbrook Rhinebeck. With your Radio on the Go sports update, I'm Ben Helwig.